Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of his Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Romans chapter 12, Romans 12, and we'll begin with the third verse. Romans 12, we'll begin with the third verse. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Our bodies are made of many parts. Each part has a specific work to do. And each one of these parts, knowing what job they have to do, working together in unison, the body works beautifully. But if something happens to the brain or to the heart, the body is not functioning properly. Things can happen to every part. The unity of the body is gone. So it is with the church. We are many members in the church, many parts, and each one of us has a duty before God. Whatever that part is, to be faithful in it, to do what God wants us to do. And when these parts, these duties, don't work according to the way they should, the body of Christ doesn't work properly either. We, dear ones, are responsible for the work of God. Whatever your part is, preaching, teaching, testifying, praying, whatever your job is, do it as unto the Lord. Don't hold back. Don't do it of yourself, but do it to the glory of God. This is what God wants from you and I. He doesn't ask much, just to follow his leading. You know how many times I've started out and I says, well, this is what we're going to do. And we start making plans to do this. And something comes up. And this doesn't happen, and that doesn't happen. So your plans are turned aside. And God's plans take over. And when you look at it, after all is done, you see that God's plans were what counted. And everything goes beautifully. This is our God. Our God makes the plans. We just have to follow them. As many members in our church, we have duties. If you don't know what your duty is before God, pray and ask him. I'm sure he'll tell you. I'm sure he'll tell you. Go visit the sick. This brother and this sister need help. Go visit them. Pray for sister so-and-so. She needs prayer. Brother so-and-so's having a hard time. Pray for him. That brother needs a phone call. Call him up. Encourage him. You and I, dear ones, have this responsibility. He doesn't put it on someone that's not going to carry it out. He puts it on someone he can trust. Someone who won't say, I'm too busy today. I've got too much to do. You've got too much to do? How much work does he have to do? Does he ever sleep? Does he ever turn his back? Never. Our God is a God of love. But dear ones, if you and I continue to fail him, he's also a God of judgment. Sincerely, sincerely, he wants you and I to do the work which was given to us. Verse number 10. Be kindly, affectionate, one to another, with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Preferring one another. Dear ones, we don't play politics. We're not like the politicians out there. They're looking for votes, so they'll pat you on the back, they'll shake your hand, give you a hug. But do they mean it? No, they want your vote. But you and I have a different responsibility. When I give you a hug, it's because I love you. When I shake your hand and ask you how you are, I'm asking because I care. This is what God wants from you and I, dear ones. And if we're not doing that, we're not doing the will of God. He's asking us to do our part and not to be something we're not. If someone hurts you, talk to that person. Try to make amends with him. Don't take out vengeance and start screaming at them. Does that solve a problem? No. It creates more problems. He'll tell his friends, and his friends will tell his friends, and then you got more problems. What does God tell us? Vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. Yeah. He doesn't say, pull out your gun and shoot him. Beat him to death. Run them over with your car. How much do we see out there today? These things are happening. Why? Because they don't have the love of God. But you and I have the love of God. As long as we have the love of God, let us show that love. Let us be responsible for that love. If we don't, judgment is mine, saith the Lord. Are you jealous of a brother or a sister? That's not right. Somebody has more than you? Praise God. God's going to take care of you. I've had many experiences that I had so much money in my pocket and I had to do some things with it. I remember one specifically. I went someplace to get something and I only had $17 in my pocket. I didn't know what it was going to cost me, but I thought I'd go and see. I went, I asked, The person told me it was $16.99. Could it be any closer than that? When God knows you need something, He takes care of it. How many testimonies have you heard in this church where they had to pay a mortgage or something had to be done? They didn't know where they were going to get the money. They opened a drawer and there it was. Why? Because God loves you and I. He doesn't want us to suffer. And when we do suffer, maybe He wants to teach us something. And if not that, then maybe it's to help us grow. Dear ones, we're always growing in the Lord. We're babes. We're babes. There's so much more that I need to know. Do you need to know more? Or do you feel like you know enough? I don't think I'll ever know enough until our Lord Jesus Christ comes for me. I think each one of us has a lot of work to do. You know, our God is a loving God. He loves us so much that He's willing to bend over backwards for us. I think that you and I, dear ones, have to take it upon ourselves to go before the Lord and ask Him what He has for you. When you go to pray in the morning or in the evening, or you pick up your Bible and read, look for something that God wants to give you, because, dear ones, He won't leave you barren. Our God is a great God. Our God is a loving God. Let's all work together. Let's all pool our resources and let the body work. Because if the brain is not working properly, maybe you won't be able to move your right arm. And then you can't pick up anything. Let God be your brain. Let God be your heart. Let the Holy Spirit work within you. This is all we have, dear ones. We have our God to undertake for us, if we're willing. You and I, we must be willing workers for God and continue in what God has given us, that we may show our love to others, that they may see. The world is going downhill, dear ones. Countries are fighting every day. Korea wants to make war with us. ISIS, we have the problems with them. But we don't have to worry about them. We only have to worry about what God has for us. What does God have for you and I? More than you can know. More than you can know. Because of love, because of mercy, and because of Jesus Christ dying for you and I on the cross. I thank God that I am one of His children, and I pray that God will help me to be a better person. Because, dear ones, I love you. And I want what's best for you and I and for this church. name of the Lord be praised. Let us go down and thank the Lord for the service and for the word.